My guest at this time is Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul. He is in his first term from the Bluegrass State, and he joins us today to talk about his new push to end the Transportation Security Administration as we currently know it. He says it's basically been a nuisance and a violation of personal rights for American passengers, and all towards a purpose that is not necessarily being achieved by the TSA. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
You've been critical of the TSA for a long time, and I know a lot of our listeners are aware of your own personal encounter with them earlier this year. Why did you decide now was the time to launch this bill to end the TSA?
Well, interestingly, after I had my little run-in with the TSA, the State of the Union address was the next day, so I was there on the House floor meeting a lot of House members, and Democrat after Democrat came up to me and said, you know, I've had the same experience. They're rude, they invade your privacy, and why don't we have a frequent traveler program, not just for congressmen, but for all frequent travelers? Why don't we do something to fix this? And so we've been talking about it. I've met with Chairman Issa in the House, who oversees one of these committees, to see if there's a way we can get a bill that would maybe be a bill of rights for passengers. I think, you know, basically the only thing I asked for was I went through the scanner and they said, you need a pat down. I said, I'd rather just walk through the scanner again. And they said, no. And that would have taken 10 seconds. But instead, I went through 2 hours. And at the end of 2 hours, they just sent me back through the machine and it didn't go off. So I think we need to respect, passengers' privacy and dignity. I think the best way would actually be to privatize it, and so these people would actually work for the airlines that you just paid $500 for a ticket, and I think it'd be more likely that they would take into consideration your satisfaction.
So it sounds like, in addition to trying to abolish the TSA in its current format, you perhaps are going to be ready with some companion legislation on what to replace it with.
Yeah, in fact, the thing is we need security at the airports. We can't have no security at the airports. So what I'm in favor of is just having private security. There's one airport in the United States, one big airport in San Francisco that has private security. They have shorter lines. They have happier passengers. And their security, when it's been tested, has fewer breaches than the government security. So I think you can have private security and respect people's dignity. I think six-year-olds are not going to be carrying bombs. I think 75-year-olds are not going to be carrying bombs. It took them 10 years to figure that out. But anybody who's got an artificial knee or artificial hip now has to get a pat-down. And that's just insulting. People who travel a couple times a week who have metal parts in their body have to get a pat-down every time they travel. Can we not figure it out? Can we not have them carry a card from their doctor? It's just ridiculous.
Senator, one of the things that we constantly hear, whether it's from Administrator Pistol or anyone else in favor of the current format, is that this is what's necessary to maintain security and the safety of the traveling public. Based on the results over the past decade, do you believe that those methods have made us safer, and how do you actually tell if they've made us safer?
Well, I think it's difficult to tell, and it's easy for people to say, oh, we haven't had a major attack in 10 years, therefore it's working. But you could, you know, keep going to the point where you have to take all your clothes off, and if we had no attack, would that be a good policy to have to take all your clothes off, do a strip search for everybody, and go through? So obviously there are limits to what we're going to do to protect, and the fact that we haven't had an attack doesn't necessarily mean that the security is what's stopping it. In fact, the few attacks we've had, the underwear bomber was stopped by fellow passengers. Recently, when the pilot went insane on a flight, it was fellow passengers. So, I mean, most of the time we've had trouble. I think the only thing that's really happened since 9/11 is we've all become aware that we're not going to passively sit and let someone take over a plane anymore. It used to be people were taught for 20 years, hijackers, we just let them take the plane, be calm, let them take me to Cuba, and you'll get home eventually. But now we know that's not the end result. So I don't think passengers are ever going to let another plane be hijacked.
Senator, you mentioned the underwear bomber, and just this week, really in the past couple days, we found out about a second underwear bomb plot that was supposedly a little more sophisticated, and experts aren't even sure that the scanners you mentioned earlier would necessarily detect that. So what did we learn, if anything, from this latest incident?
You know, the one thing I'm curious about, which I think is a little bit less invasive, is they say that dogs are better at sniffing out particularly plastic explosives than the machines are. The machines, these things are hard to detect, and I also think that if we are trying to detect things like plastic explosives, if a million people are going through the airport a day, if 500,000 of them agree to do a background check and have a frequent flyer card, then we wouldn't have to waste time on the 500,000. So I think Stoll's approach and the TSA's approach to say that everyone is universally the same risk to be a terrorist, that makes it much harder to do an examination. If I were in charge, I'd look at the flight manifest, and I'd say there's 250 people on the flight, and I notice this guy's been to Yemen three times in the last 6 months. You know what? Call him up and tell him he's going to have to be at the airport 2 hours early because he's going to have some questions to answer about his business, and tell him he needs to bring some extra documents in order to fly. And that would be a pain for that one person, but the other people on the flight who are businessmen and women traveling back and forth and that have frequent flyers, they wouldn't get all that extra scrutiny.
You mentioned, sir, you've got support for the idea of abolishing the TSA from both sides of the aisle. Do you feel you've got enough to move this forward anytime soon?
You know, we'll see. We're working both angles. One would be a passenger bill of rights, which I think is more likely to be able to pass. Abolishing the TSA, we're going to work on it, and we're going to work on basically the bill will also include privatizing it, because we're not just saying no security. We're just saying that let's allow private companies to do it. We already have examples of private companies working, but the president has been personally stopping. His administration has not allowed any new privatization projects. And mostly that is because he wants to grow the government union that supplies the personnel for TSA.
One of your fellow Republicans, this one in the House, Congressman Brown, has called for TSA Administrator John Pistol to step down. Do you believe that's an appropriate move, or do you think that the ideology you just mentioned from the top down in the administration would make it so that it doesn't really matter who the administrator is?
Well, you know, I think really we need, if we want changes, we have to legislate the changes. Pistol works within the system. I think as an individual, he's probably doing the best he can and trying. They react, and the whole organization is slow and cumbersome because it's a big government organization. But they do react. When they're embarrassed, they end up reacting. But it takes embarrassment for them to react. So when they're embarrassed by photos of agents putting their hands inside the pants of small children, they're embarrassed, and they finally change some rules. When they see elderly people who are terminally ill, you know, being asked to take off an adult diaper, I think they're embarrassed by that. And then they finally react to try to change things. But it seems like for everything they change to improve, they add something new. So adding the pat-downs was a major advance or a major reduction in a person's privacy and dignity. And I think that was a big step backwards.
Senator, we'll be following your efforts. Thanks very much for your time today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.